Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Jaquan, I'm going to try this as peaceful as I can, but I am very frustrated with the way I'm being handled through y'all customer service. So you will see that there's been 3 calls back to back because I am not going to allow y'all to disrespect me. So if we can have a decent conversation, we can move further. Do you think that's possible?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. My name is Lisa Malcolm. My address of shipping is 68 Monroe Avenue, Waterbury, Connecticut, 06705.
All right. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, I see you have the Wi-Fi booster.
Correct. Now, let's talk about that for a minute, okay?
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Send me a Wi-Fi booster. You tell me the only thing I need to do is pay the $7.45, which is what I did. Now, I find out 2 months later that it comes with some type of vouchers that y'all were supposed to send. Keep in mind, 2 months later is what we're referring to. So y'all took my money, but you never sent me no vouchers inside of 2 months. Okay? Now, when I call you back to cancel everything, you're going to sit and tell me that the contract is valid. How is the contract valid if you never did your end?
All right. It actually wasn't 2 months. When you paid the shipping and handling, which was on December 22nd, the membership fee started on, it gives you like three days to like cancel before it charges you for the membership. So it tried to charge you for the membership 3 days after you paid the shipping and handling, which was December 26th. Then it tried again on the 27th and the 28th, and then it finally went through after on January 14th, and it's a monthly thing, so it charged you again on February 14th.
All right, so can I stop you right there?
Yes, ma'am.
If you didn't get the money the first go around, that meant I didn't want your membership. Why would you keep trying to pull it?
We're just a customer service. The company they do the charging and everything. We can only like cancel and refund and things like that. So I mean once you receive the product, that's when the membership starts. So that's when they try to get the membership fee. Charge you for the membership fee, and the only reason they tell you that is valid because it does state it in the terms and conditions on their website when you order the product.
But here's this: like I said, I never got no terms of conditions. Like I told her, I never got no vouchers, nothing.
The terms and conditions you would have to.
And then in January, when you tried to get the payment, I made sure that it wasn't there. So why would you keep going forward? Obviously, I didn't want your membership.
I mean, it's not a person that's like that does it. It's computer generated because it automatically happens when you pay the shipping and handling. So it's not like a person is sitting there and keeping trying to do it. It's a computer. So I mean, once you pay the shipping and handling, that initiates the membership fee as it states in the terms and conditions. So I mean, that's when it does. And then after a while, if it doesn't get it within a couple of days, it does wait like a week or two, and then it does it again. And then,
so how much did you take from me in January?
And the membership fee is $39.99. It went down after it actually gives it like a discount, like after it doesn't take the money the first couple of times. So it went down to like from $49 to $39. So I mean,
so you got $39 from me in January?
$39 on January 14th and $39 on February 14th. But like I said, they were saying that is a valid.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. It's valid and all that. So how you making taking payments from me, but you guys never sent me your end of the stuff? Where's my vouchers? You never you took two payments from me and never sent the voucher.
It should
how
be.
Can I finish first? How can that be legit? So you taking my money, but you ain't doing your end. Now when I tell y'all you didn't do your end, I want my money back. Now you're going to tell me you can't give me my money back? You never did your end. It don't just, okay, you took $80 from me. Oh, well, sorry, we took $80 from you, so we're going to send you the thing in 2 days. No. The agreement was I paid $40. This is what you're telling me that I agreed to. I paid $40, and you guys just sent me $125 vouchers. Am I correct?
Correct.
But you did not do that. So how can you sit here and tell me that this is valid? It's not, because y'all didn't do y'all in. So I want my money back.
All right, the voucher should, like, come to your email.
And it never did. That's what me and the lady, if you look, I went on both emails. She told me to check my spam, and I went in my email. I never got a voucher from y'all. I didn't even know nothing about no vouchers until she just told me. So it would have definitely still been in my email. I never received nothing from y'all, never, other than the receipt that I got. That's the only thing I got by email, and I just pulled that up for her. So how is this right? Y'all can take $80 of my money, but y'all didn't do your part for 2 months, and then I don't have a right to cancel or get my money back, no nothing?
It's canceled, but I mean...
But I know it's canceled, but that don't have nothing to do with my $80 that y'all already took, that y'all didn't value your service.
All right, give me 1 second, man.
Thank you. Like, I'm willing to even go halfway with you on it. Like, just give me back my money for February then.
All right, give me 1 second. All right, you should receive those refunds within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you so much. Do you have a confirmation number or something, or a way I can contact you just in case it's not there?
All right, give me 1 second. All right, the confirmation number is C as in Charlie 734-064. Correct.
All right. And how much is this now going back?
I refunded you both months, so it'd be like probably $70, $39.99 two times.
That's $80.
Oh, well.
$39. $80. All right. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you. What's your name again? How you spell your name? I know your name, but how you spell it?
J-A-Q-U-A-N. Jaquan. J-A-Q-U-A-N.
UAN. And do you have a ID number or something?
Yes, ma'am. It's 1999.
All right, because I will be calling back giving you a good reference.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate your help.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You as well.